This bracha of Magen Avraham has so many layers of insight. Certainly if we look at the teachings of the Sfas Emes in Lechacha and in Toldos, in other places, it says the middah of Avraham Avinu is the middah of Ava. Ava Hashem, Avraham Ayavi. Avraham Avinu is the one who is the ultimate lover of Hashem, who reached the summit, the climax of what any human being could achieve in terms of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham Avinu imbued that into Yitzchak, into Yaakov, and ultimately into the entire Jewish people. And therefore the Sfas Emes says it's there within each and every one of us. Avraham Avinu's love for Hashem is something we can feed off till today. And Hashem protects that within the Jewish people. He gives us the ability to be Moser Nefesh, to realize that a life without Hashem is worthless. And therefore, if I was called upon to worship an idol, or to give up my life, I know what to do. Because my love for Hashem is so strong that Hashem, I just can't live without you. That was Avraham Avinu's love. That's what he bequeathed to us. This is what all the nisyanos, all the challenges of Avraham Avinu brought out in him and instilled within us. That's Magen Avraham. Whereas the Biala Rebbe says, this pure spark within us, within every one of Avraham Avinu's descendants, will never be put out. It's interesting. Chiddush HaArim points out that in the Shemoneh Esrei we never find reference to miracles that happened in the past if they have no relevance for the present. And therefore, Magen Avraham cannot be simply a reference. Oh, Hashem, you saved Avraham Avinu in the fiery furnace, and you saved him from Ur Kasdim, or you saved him from the war of the four kings and the five kings. It cannot just be Hashem you looked after Avraham Avinu. Rather, it is the realization of the promise that Avraham Avinu's children will be an eternal nation. Will always be around. Will always be loyal. Will always be faithful. Because the Amidah is not referencing just points in the past. It is something which is absolutely relevant for today as well. Perhaps to take in a different direction. If we're talking about Avraham Avinu, Avraham, who's the one that's Arami Avid Avi, his father was David of Adazar, and the Rambam says he was too. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, Magen Avraham is that Hashem protects those that follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. Those that come back to Hashem. But Makom Shabali Tshuva Aimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yechaylem Lamait. Bali Tshuva that have a past. That past might have been one of real disconnection from Hashem, but they've come close to Hashem. They've chosen to do so. Magen Avraham, says Reb Tzadok, is that Hashem looks after those who have come close to him from afar. He protects them with a special hashkacha. Anoichi Magen Lach. Because they really have made these choices. They've emulated Avraham Avinu, and therefore they deserve to be considered for special protection of Magen Avraham.